You're the Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, you spoke to us last Saturday from the Galway film Fla. How did it all end up?
Yeah, very successful few days of film in the West. And the award winners were announced then on the Sunday evening. So the directing duo Enda Lachman and Micah Hearn won for Best Irish Film with their movie Extraordinary, which tells the story of a driving instructor who must use her otherworldly gifts to save a lonely man's daughter from a rock star looking to use her for satanic purposes. Good casting as well. Maeve Higgins, Barry Ward, Will Forte. So congrats to them. A bump along the way actually picked up Best Irish First Feature. That stars Brona Gallagher. We also had Jack Rayner's directorial debut, Banya, starring Will Poulter, pick up the Best First Short Drama, while Cynthia won the Tiernan McBride Award for Best Short Drama as well. And then Breaking Out, which I mentioned last week when we were talking about it, directed by Michael McCormack, won the Best Irish Documentary. And there was awards as well. The Galway Hooker Award for Outstanding Achievement were James Seamus and Ross Hubbard and John Hubbard as well. So a very successful few days of film, and most enjoyable, and some really good films in there.
Certainly. Congrats to all at the Galway Film Fla. That is it for another year. Now, meanwhile, we've been talking about the casting of The King, and the casting news this week was interesting because it's a name we don't know terribly well.
Yeah, Austin Butler. And I suppose, I went to have a look to see what has he been in. TV's The Carrie Diaries and Arrow, and will actually be next seen in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So this is Baz Luhrmann's movie about Elvis. He's got Tom Hanks in there to play the Colonel Tom Parker. I believe that the drama is sort of going to delve into their complex relationship spanning over 20 years. He's been working on this with his wife, Catherine Martin. They've been developing the project since they wrapped on The Great Gatsby. And they've been on the lookout and doing a lot of casting, searching for the right person.
And I kind of like We Don't Know Him Terribly Well.
I think
he was big on stage opposite Denzel Washington, wasn't he?
That's right. And like the names that were kind of bouncing around were the likes of Harry Styles, Ansel Elgort. But I suppose, I think it's good because you kind of go into it not knowing what to expect. I mean, we know what we're going to get from Hanks. It's always just sort of brilliant, and he always embodies a certain role in such a great way. But to have The King, someone that we're not too familiar with that's probably a good move by Baz Luhrmann. We will look forward to that. They're going to obviously head into production now.
Will you bring us from Elvis to Barbie?
So this Barbie movie, we've heard about it for a while, actually, and we know that Margot Robbie has been cast in this film. It's been in the works since 2018. Actually, Anne Hathaway was attached to star in it originally. Patty Jenkins was sort of circling as a director as well, but it seems now that Greta Gerwig is going to direct.
You see, now
project.
I think it sounds great if you've Greta Gerwig behind it.
So you know now that they're actually starting to look at doing this movie in probably a different way to the way we all imagined it when we first heard
Margot Robbie super. So it's sounding good already.
It is. And Gerwig is currently in post-production on her star-studded Little Women
Dying
film.
To see that,
Which is a great cast of Emma Watson, Florence Pugh, Saoirse Ronan playing the March sisters. So she's going to be working with Noah Baumbach, who she's worked with before, and he's going to be writing it. He's got his latest film for Netflix, which is an untitled divorce dramedy starring Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson as well. So this is a really good team that they've put together for it. So I think people can get a little bit excited now about a Barbie movie.
I can't wait to see what they do with that. All right, now, director Damien Chazelle, we know him from the hit film La La Land, amongst others. What is he up to?
He's got a new project, which is actually set in 1920s. He's written the script, he's attached to direct it. It's called Babylon. I believe he's kind of shopping it about. about. He can't be too hard for someone like him to be shopping a project about. But a lot of people sort of interested in it. But I believe that the script's 180 pages long. So that means that the budget's going to be sort of 80 to 100 million range. Wow. So I suppose people have to be very convinced about it. The details are scarce, but
Any casting yet?
No, well, there is. I'll get to that in one second, because the story is sort of set during the movie industry's transition from silent films to talkies. One of the characters featured is Clara Bow, who was an early box office star, sort of Hollywood's first It Girl. And the name that you is circling the project at the moment, well, it is, have a think, who did he work with before? Emma Stone.
Emma Stone back together again, yeah.
So she is kind of circling it, hasn't committed as yet, but obviously from the success of La La Land, what did it, was nominated for 14 Academy Awards. Yeah. It won 6, including one for his directing achievement and one for Stone's performance as well. He, of course, went on to work with Ryan Gosling most recently in First Man. So, you know, I could see the actress wanting to work with the director who was very successful.
I mean, I'm wondering, when you say the silent movies to talkies, we immediately think of Singing in the Rain. I'm wondering what he's thinking musically or not.
Absolutely. And a fine director. So yeah. I think it could be an interesting project, and no doubt people will be lining up to make it.
All right. News of an interesting memoir, Gart.
Yeah, this is Oliver Stone. He has penned a currently untitled memoir focusing on his early years. You'll know him as the director of JFK and Platoon and Natural Born Killers, movies like that. He did serve in Vietnam as well, and I believe the book is going to tackle, I suppose, his life, early life. He did have a sort of acknowledged history of drugs and alcohol. He's been married 3 times. So he said in the statement that the book is going to look at everything, warts and all.
Okay.
He won an Academy Award before he turned 35. And he's going to sort of recount those overindulgences born out of youthful success.
Could be an interesting read.
I would think so. I think he's an interesting director, and he's done some amazing work down through the years. His last directorial effort was 2016, Snowden.
Yeah, now All Is Quiet Again.
Yes, they've started production, and we've got word the filming has begun on the sequel of A Quiet Place. So this is the follow-up to the 2017 acclaimed smash hit about a family, of four who must navigate their lives in silence after mysterious creatures that hunt them by sound threatens their survival. So back in the cast is Emily Blunt.
Right.
Of course, her husband, John Krasinski, is writing and directing the project again. They're joined as well by Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
So shooting is taking place in upstate New York locations near the Buffalo area, including Akron and Olcott Beach. The film is set for release May 15th, 2020.
All right. Our trailer watch this afternoon is?
Yeah, so this is the prequel to all those movies in the Kingsman series. So when I say all, I mean two. So The Kingsman, the trailer for that has arrived. So if you know it, it's kind of loosely based on A Secret Service, which was a graphic novel by Dave Gibson and Mark Miller. The movie was a generally well-received subversion of James Bond and similar old-school spy films. It went on to have a sequel as well. So the first one was called Kingsman, The Secret Service. Then we had The Golden Circle. So now what we have is this
The Kingsman. It's a slick looking trailer, isn't it?
I mean,
Ralph Fiennes is sort of all over it.
Yeah, you see, and they've been slick films that have done well. So it's not a surprise. And you see Ralph Fiennes all over it, Matthew Good in it as well, Gemma Arterton and Aaron Taylor Johnson star in it. It's out February next year, so check out the trailer.
All right, let's come to new releases in cinemas this weekend and The Lion King.
I'm gonna get one of those vultures one day. I'm gonna get one.
I don't know why it's so important to you.
I just feel like it would make me feel better. Oh no, it's a little lion!
That is not a lion.
Well then go check it out, what is
it? That is not a lion, it's a furry bird!
It looks like a lion!
Yeah, that's not a lion, let me get a closer look, excuse me. Alright, let me see what we're dealing with here. It's a lion! Run for your life, Pumbaa!
Hey, Timon, wait! It's a little lion!
It gets bigger!
Can we keep him? Can we please keep him? Okay. I promise. I'll walk him every day. If he makes a little mess, I'll clean it up.
You'll be his little mess. He's gonna eat you and then use my body as a toothpick.
But one day, when he's big and strong, be on our side.
I've got it. What if he's on our side? Hear me out! Having a ferocious lion around might not be such a bad idea.
Yeah, that's The Lion King. We heard Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner. They're both brilliant. Some great voiceover work in this. And it looks incredible, I have to say. We're going to listen to the soundtrack shortly. A little overlong would be my only thing about it, but the visuals are spectacular. It's going to do well, Garrett.
Oh, my God. All hail The Lion King and Disney. I mean, I think it's just it's blockbuster and it's going to be absolutely huge. And yeah, this strategy we're seeing from Disney of remaking their movies, they've been pretty successful up until now. And this is going to be one of the biggest films of the summer, and you know, people know what they're going to get from it. And as you say, with strong visuals like that, you're not even sure what you're watching in this special effects world.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
That's The Lion King. What else have we?
Yeah, we've got Varda by Agnes. So this is a documentary about the late Agnes Varda. So that's playing in select cinemas. We've also got Gwen, which is in the stark beauty of the 19th century. A young girl, Gwen, tries to desperately hold her home together. Richard Harrington, Maxine Peake star in that. And finally, we've got Tell It to the Bees. This is set in 1950s small town Britain. A doctor develops a relationship with her young patient's mother, Anna Paquin, and Holiday Granger star in that movie. So that's your selection this week.
Very good. What about TV wise? What are you recommending?
I've gone for two because they're on at the same time.
Oh, and hit record for one then. Yeah,
yeah, you just kind of, well, see which one takes your fancy because they're very different. But you've got the Light Between Oceans, which is Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander.
It's very good.
Lighthouse keeper and his wife living off the coast of Western Australia raise a baby they rescue from a drifting rowing boat. Interesting movie. And then that's on RT1 at 9:45, and then over on RT2 something completely different is the Ken Loach movie I, Daniel Blake.
Oh, wow.
Which
okay.
is a strong movie about a 59 year old carpenter out of work due to a heart attack, and he's trying to navigate his way through the sort of impersonal and bureaucratic benefit system. So both very, very different movies. That's on at 9:45 on RT2, but good choices
to have. Good choices indeed. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thank you.